Staying with the migrant situation in Greece, and a ferry carrying 45 migrants left the Greek island of Lesbos for Turkey this morning. It's the second such journey carried out under a controversial EU deal to stem mass irregular migration to Europe. Meanwhile, authorities in Greece say thousands of migrants and refugees camped out at the country's largest port near Athens have been given 2 weeks to move to army-built camps voluntarily or be expelled by force. John Carr reports from Athens.
The Greek authorities are encountering mounting problems in their drive to clear the migrant-clogged port of Piraeus by busing the migrants to secure accommodation. The great majority still refuse to board the buses, believing they have a better chance of reaching northern Europe by staying where they are. Yesterday, one Afghan man tried to throw his three-month-old infant at the police when they tried to restore order after a demonstration. Only a small fraction of the 4,600 living in tents in Piraeus have agreed to be relocated so far, while a few score more arrived from the islands this morning. The situation is just as bad at Idomeni on the Greece-Macedonia border, where yesterday hundreds of migrants tried to storm the barrier at the closed border and were driven back by Greek police. Officials here in Athens believe activists from unnamed NGOs could be inciting the migrants to stay put and to defy the authorities. But with the tourist season almost here, many observers believe the Greeks will eventually have to bite the bullet and use force to clear both Piraeus and Idomeni. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.